Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. What up? It's 12 noon and I'm A-Wide here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Not 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Nats, Caps, Wiz, Flying Squirrels, VCU basketball, and the Washington Commanders. And as we sit here today, we still do not know the full extent of the injury Jaden Daniels is dealing with. His elbow injury, from what we've heard, will not be a long-term season-ending injury. Maybe a month, 3 to 4 weeks. Will he come back? Should he come back? Is it even worth it to risk him getting injured again? We'll discuss the future of the Washington Commanders franchise quarterback Jaden Daniels today on A-Wad Radio. It's a Thursday, which means the NFL returns tonight with Thursday Night Football. We'll go around the NFL and pick the games of the weekend. College football, we'll talk that on University Drive. Looking at the initial 12-team college football playoff rankings, the bracket as it currently sits. What does UVA need to do to stay included? Can JMU squeeze in as a G5 team? And then around the NBA on the fast break with AWOD. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G. This one.
All right, we start in the NFL, and Stub knows my hot take this season has been Coach Shanahan will get Mac Jones paid next season. This is what he does with quarterbacks, and Brock Purdy, Mac Jones seem like they're pretty much the same guy from what I've seen this season. Here's Get Up ESPN discussing the two quarterbacks in San Francisco.
Will both Mac Jones and Brock Purdy be on the Niners next year? I don't know the contract.
My guess today is yes, because Brock Purdy signed to a long-term deal,
right,
and Mac Jones signed a two-year, very, very affordable contract. So Dan's shaking his head no. So which one would you say is gone?
I think financially would tell me Mac Jones is not there. And in a league that is craving starting quarterbacks, we've seen Mac Jones in a couple places. Two of them had good stability around them. One time he was a Pro Bowler, and if he continues to play this year, he's going to trend in that direction as well.
But he fell off in New England. He didn't do much in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, part of the reason that he is shining right now is because of the system
totally
that he's in.
That's 100% the reason. But you know this, there's going to be 7 or 8 teams, I can tell you this right now in November, that are looking for starting quarterbacks next year. He's absolutely proven to be one of the best 32 quarterbacks on the planet.
Well, that's true.
I just don't see how they get from underneath, you know, the Brock Purdy. So I don't actually think it's a controversy. I think Mac Jones is playing great.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy is still their quarterback cemented no matter what happens this season.
Look, there's two ways to look at this, because if you're competing for a Super Bowl, you need to have a good backup, because all quarterbacks can go down. I just think there will be a team that's desperate enough to overpay for Mac Jones or to trade for him to be their starting quarterback next season. Could even be Arizona, Dan Orlovsky believes Kyler Murray has taken his last snap as a Cardinal. It's hard to disagree after a big win on Monday Night Football for Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, man. I think Kyler Murray has taken his last snap as an Arizona Cardinal.
Oh.
Just the way that this offense has looked under Jacoby Brissett and the reality of the injury and where this organization, I believe, is headed under GM Monty Austin Fort and head coach Jonathan Gannon. Kyler's still unbelievably talented, but he'll be playing elsewhere next
Cindy,
year.
Cindy, can you hold on a minute before, just super quickly before we get to the next one? Kyler Murray taking his last snap with the Cardinals, is that
seem, look, here's the deal.
I feel like people are thinking that.
I can understand why Dan would say that. We have a situation where he's placed on IR. He's still rehabbing his foot. Jacoby Brissett's playing well. If Jacoby Brissett keeps playing well, they're not going to take him out. So part of this is Dan saying, yes, I believe Jacoby Brissett will continue to play well. And then the other part of it is Kyler now is going to be in a situation where he's going to be looking out for himself. Why is he going to want to come back in here to play when he might want to wait till the offseason where the two sides can sit down and figure out what would be the best
path? We did it yesterday.
I just love how there's other teams that have bigger problems than what we have here in Washington. At least we have our quarterback of the future, even though he's down with an injury right now, in Jaden Daniels. But we have to get to, there was a terribly sad story, tragedy today, featuring the Dallas Cowboys. The defensive end Marshawn Nealand passed away at 24 years old. He had just scored his first NFL touchdown on Monday Night Football. We don't know much of the details. Here's Ian Rappaport with the latest.
And we just received word from Marshawn Nealand's agent, John Persley from Sports Stars, sent us this statement, a heartfelt statement on a horrific, horrific morning. I'll read it. I'm shattered to confirm that my client and dearest friend, Marshawn Nealand, passed away last night. I watched him fight his way from a hopeful kid at Western Michigan with a dream to being a respected professional for the Dallas Cowboys. Marshawn poured his heart into every snap, every practice, every moment on the field. He says, to lose someone with his talent, spirit, and goodness is a pain that I could hardly put into words. His heart aches for his family, his teammates, and everyone who loved him. And I hope they feel the support of the entire football community during this unimaginable time. Persley asks for privacy and compassion for this tragic loss. It is hard to put into words. Persley, the agent, and the Cowboys did a good job of attempting. There's so much more here for just one of the really good guys with the Dallas Cowboys, a young star on this Cowboys defense.
It's really sad, and again, if we get more details about the passing, we will bring them to you here today on AWOD Radio. Over to the NHL on the Sports app. Alex Ovechkin was sitting at goal 899. He's already become the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. It's been a pleasure to watch him represent Washington throughout his entire career as a member of the Capitals organization. And last night in a win, Ovi nets number 900. Let's take a listen to the radio call.
Here comes Walker. And firing a shot from the top of the left circle, banging off the leg pads of Logan Thompson. And now as Beauvillier and Ovechkin will team up. And a puck behind the net. Binnington looking to play it, and he gave it away to Ovechkin. The puck centered up here for Chychrun, a drive, and a puck that is in, a score! And it's 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin! The 900 club has its first member! The odometer turns over and the bench empties, and Alex Ovechkin has done it! The first player in National Hockey League history to 900 goals!
Outstanding. What a... No doubt he goes right there, gets a nice little rebound, a little backhand shot, puts it behind. Alex Ovechkin again, another milestone, and sticks are going over there, all gloves, everything's going to go over there. It's amazing. He just continues to do it.
Against Jordan Binnington, 2:39 into the second period. Alex Ovechkin, the first player in NHL history to 900 goals. It is a number you never thought we would see. But we saw 895 in April. And here tonight, on this 5th of November, 2025, the National Hockey League has its first 900-goal member. And that's Alex Ovechkin.
Congratulations to the Great Eight, the Russian machine that never breaks, Alex Ovechkin. We watched him hit 895 last season, and we saw him last night. The NHL now has its first ever 900-goal club member. It's, of course, Alex Ovechkin. Alex told the media, quote, "A couple days ago, somebody asked me, do you think about 900? Of course, it's a huge number. No one ever did it in the NHL, and to be the first player to ever do it, it's a special moment. It's nice. It's over. To get it in the homestand so the fans, my family can be here, it is pretty cool." And he got the milestone in the second period of a 6-1 win. Here is the final call.
Off a couple of D in front, away from Joel Hofer, 13 seconds to go. And Matt Roy along the left side in front here for Van Riemsdyk. And a puck that is steered back out toward the blue line, and Roy, and that's going to count it down. That's it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, St. Louis. Alex Ovechkin's 900th goal in the National Hockey League also proves to be the game winner. Capitals win big over the Blues. Final score, 6-1.
Over to the NBA on the sports app, where the young Wiz Kids took on the Boston Celtics, and the only thing that matters is getting the young guys playing time and watching them improve. Alexander Saar. Man, Alex Saar has been tremendous this season. He's just 20 years old. He's sitting at 7 foot. He can hit the stroke from the outside, but he's banging down in the paint with the big boys recently. 31 points, 8 boards, 3 block shots, 2 assists for Saar. Off the bench, Bob Carrington with a decent game. He had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists for the Wizards. And Trey Johnson hits a couple threes off the bench. He has 7, but it's the Celtics all over the Wiz in this one, 136-107. That was the Celtics' win over the Wizards. The Knicks over the T-Wolves last night, 137-114. It was OG Anunoby and Jalen Brunson helping the Knicks get to a 5-3 mark. And Anthony Edwards returned from an injury. It was the game in which we saw the two teams that had made a major trade, with Julius Randle going to Minnesota, Karl-Anthony Towns going to the Knicks, and the Knicks got the upper hand. Your late game was the Warriors against the Kings, and it was Sacramento. How about Russell Westbrook? Still got it. Triple-double. And Dennis Schroeder in the clutch lifts the Kings to a 121-116 win. Let's go over to college football on the sports app. And I want to hear Reese Davis on this ACC college football playoff picture, because it's a discussion we had a while yesterday on the show. Will UVA get in if they win out but lose in Charlotte? I say they have to get in. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, but as far as that stuff goes, I think where the ACC ended up may have been a little bit of a surprise, but it's hard to find conviction on Virginia being higher than that, right?
Like, right, based on the way they've played. Sure. I mean, they deserve – look, it's Virginia. It's sort of like we said about Indiana last year. Indiana had been losing. Any win's a good win. Mm-hmm. Tony Elliott, Cavaliers, sensational season. Finding ways to win. To their undying credit, doesn't mean they have to be in the top five. You know, you still reflect what you see and how they've played. But if they keep winning, they'll keep rising up the rankings.
And I think that's the big key that every UVA fan needs to realize, and also just fans of the ACC. The more the ACC keeps winning, right? Georgia Tech just suffered a big loss. They have to bounce back, right? You need Louisville to keep playing well. Can Miami bounce back? Will SMU keep their winning up, right? So I think you need to see the top teams of the ACC keep winning and have maybe 4 or 5 teams with just one loss, and Virginia stays undefeated, and then that's the way the ACC can get 2 teams in. But it just doesn't look good for the conference, and it's terrible for the committee, in my mind, that the ACC has 5 teams in the top 25 and only 1 team in the college football playoffs, and they're not even included in your top 12 rankings. Just embarrassing, really, for the committee to give the conference this little respect. I mean, they're basically calling the ACC a G5 now. What's up with that? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and we head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a segment we call Crosstalk here on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, the Washington Commanders have a home game against the Detroit Lions, and a season has just spiraled out of control. Is there such thing as a moral victory for you this weekend?
Well, I'll say this. I hate it when we get into moral victory territory, but certainly our OG Redskins fans know it's a real thing, and we've had them before, and we'll have them again, and we can have one on Sunday. Yes, there can be a moral victory. It's kind of deflating to say that sentence to you, Adam, because moral victories stink, but I am a believer in the moral victory concept. I believe it could happen on Sunday, and I hope it does happen on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, look, this Lions team is going to be coming for blood. They lost the game and lost their season at home last year to Washington, and they're coming off of a defeat to their rival, the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, just the way the schedule has played out, once again, it's like everybody is geared up for Washington, and we're going to get their best shot.
And then, you know, we've had teams coming off of byes, right? Seattle had 13 days to get ready for that Sunday nighter, which, you know, look, they were good, and that's not the reason they won, but, you know, the schedule broke in a tricky way. This game was always going to be a tough game because of exactly what you mentioned. I mean, that is a signature win going into a 15-win team, the number one seed, and beating them at home. Just a phenomenal performance. That was, a great night to be a Commanders fan. What an incredible game that was. Everybody clicking on all cylinders. Cliff was having a great game. The defense was rattling Jared Goff. One of the signature performances of the last, really since the Super Bowl for these guys. That's one of the best games they've ever played. To embarrass Detroit in front of fans in a year where they felt they were legitimate Super Bowl contenders, they've always been ready to come for blood for this one, no matter what the records were.
MP on the mic with us here on the hotline. What are you hearing about the extent of Jaden Daniels' injury?
Yeah, it's ligament damage but the positive here is it's the non-throwing arm, right? So if it were the throwing arm, I think we'd be very concerned. How will it mess with his mechanics? If it were the throwing arm, he would have been shut down for the season by now, because you can't risk him re-injuring that tightening up. That rehab process on the throwing arm is so important to regain the full range of movement there. He doesn't have to regain the full range of movement in the left arm. Now, no reason to rush him back now. I think we both agree on that. But if there's any positive to take here, it's that this is not going to impact him as an NFL passer. It's hopefully going to make him rethink how he plays football. He's the guy taking the most hits at quarterback in the National Football League. But yes, there is ligament damage. That is bad. The good is it's not in a spot where, this may cause long-term harm. Certainly an issue, but not one that's going to hurt him forever.
I just don't know why they wouldn't have put him on IR.
Yeah, and they still can until tomorrow, I believe. So I don't know if that was a trade deadline thing or what. I agree. He's not going to play in the next 4 weeks. So, yeah, I agree with you. Maybe they're waiting to do it tomorrow at the buzzer when you submit the Friday stuff. If they don't tomorrow, I'll join you in that's a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
I'll just be very clear. He is definitely not playing before the bye week. I don't believe he's playing immediately after the bye week either.
Yeah, and I just I want him to play a game this season and stay healthy from start to finish the game. I don't think that's smart with the injury that he's dealing with here, because it feels like anytime he gets tackled now, there's a chance for it to get worse. And also, I don't know that they can protect him either with the play calling or the offensive line.
Well, the O-line's curious, because this is a better group than last year. Like, definitively talent-wise, this group is more talented than last year's group. And so, one of the things I've been trying to unpack is how much of this is defensive scheming, being able to get guys, get free rushers, things like that, because we have seen some of those plays, right? And certainly some of the injuries have been on plays where they get a clean rusher. And that's something Jane's going to have to work on, because, he's calling the protections there as well. I still love Biadasz as the center. I think he's great. I think he's a tough dude. I think he's playing hard. I think they did as well as they could possibly do in Laremy Tunsil. I think you use a first-round draft pick on an offensive lineman, it's hard to fault that decision. Sam Cosmi's back. He's a great player. Obviously left guard's a little bit more of an iffy one. But on paper, this is a really good line. They just haven't delivered.
Yeah. No, it's very puzzling. And maybe that's the issue, is that paper is not playing in the games, right? And
yeah.
They're also facing a difficult schedule this year, and so we've had, I think, teams with better pass rushers than we faced last season. But it's been a nightmare. And the one change this weekend is Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sideline. And what I want to see is them correct mistakes. If there's a mistake in the first quarter, I don't want to see it again in the second, the third, or the fourth. And that's what I think will change with him moving to the sidelines, hopefully.
Joe Witt say that some of the players asked him to do that proactively. I think it's cool that the players want their guy alongside him and want that coaching. I'm choosing to take that as a really positive sign, Adam, that this isn't like the coaching staff, like, you guys need supervision down there, but that the players are like, yo, we want supervision down here. Like, we want to get better, which, that was the theme of my show yesterday. This team has not quit. this team has not thrown in the towel. This is still a team that very much is trying to get it right. They're just not able to get it right. And I know your cause has been moving Joe Witt down. I'm certainly hopeful that him being down there will result in better coaching, more hands-on coaching. But I'm choosing to be really encouraged that it seems like the players still want that coaching.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, with Jack Del Rio, it got to the point where he lost the locker room. And I don't think they wanted to hear from him. Right?
They didn't want to hear from him, yeah.
And there's only like one or two guys that are still around from that. And I think Daron Payne maybe had a voice in the locker room. Look, we've seen worse. All right, Joe Witt's our boy here. Let's have our back and bring him to the sidelines and play for him, because it could be a Jack Del Rio situation.
Yeah, exactly, and it's not. And they still back their coaches. They still like their coaches, and they understand the NFL is a business, that if they don't perform for their coaches, they're going to have new coaches. You remember Jason Hatcher, defensive end for a little while here. He gave a speech. It was the year where Jay Gruden got fired, and he gave a speech to the team that was essentially like, yo, y'all know how Jay's, like, good to us? Like, you need to play your asses off for him this weekend, because if Jay leaves, you are not going to like what's coming next. Like, it's a performance-based business. If they like their guy, they got to perform for their guy for him to hang around.
Michael, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
That is Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So while Washington is in a very dark place on both sides of the ball, they fall into 3-6, and it feels like the season's over. It's spiraled out of control. Week 10 of the NFL season begins tonight. The league moves on with or without Washington. It's Raiders-Broncos to begin Week 10 on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime as we go around the National Football League with NFL hits. So my take all season long has been that Pete Carroll's cashing a check. I don't think he's going to be the head coach of the Raiders next year. I don't think Geno Smith's going to be the starting quarterback. Broncos by a million tonight, Thursday Night Football. That's just a one-star game. Not much interest. I mean, if you're a fan of Ashton Jeanty, maybe you tune in. And if you have Brock Bowers on your fantasy team, I would start him because he's pretty much their only offense, especially now after they already made a trade this week. But Broncos are playing some good football on both sides of the ball, and the fact that they're at home, I'm pretty much expecting them to win easily. There is a decent NFL game in Europe from Berlin. Yes, Olympic Stadium in Germany, the Falcons against the Indianapolis Colts. Will Bijan Robinson bounce back for Atlanta? Have we confirmed who the starting quarterback is going to be for the Falcons, Stub? Because Indianapolis is looking to get back to their winning ways here after a loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will Daniel Jones get rid of that turnover gene? Will Jonathan Taylor be able to get back to his way of running for 100 yards and pretty much three touchdowns every single week? That's 9:30 on the NFL Network, and to me, that's a two-star game.
I'm seeing Penix is expected to return.
Penix expected to return. 1 o'clock on Fox, the Giants against the Chicago Bears. I'm going to give this two stars. I'm very interested to see what Chicago will do here. This is one of those games that you look at it on paper and you say, Chicago has to win this game if they're going to be a playoff team. And they're in a good position right now. At 5-3, their division's still up for grabs, especially after Green Bay is 5-2-1. And you look at the next few weeks here, Giants, Vikings, Steelers, Eagles, Packers. Like, I think they've got to find a way to go 3-2 over this next five-game stretch here to put themselves in a great position as we get to the hunt for the playoffs. So I think it's a decent game. I mean, obviously, you got a rookie quarterback there in Jackson Dart with New York. Tyrone Tracy, I just picked him up in fantasy. See if he can run the rock for the Giants with Scataboo being out for the season. So I don't think it's the worst contest we have. 1 o'clock on Fox. CBS 1 o'clock's game of Bills-Dolphins. I am not expecting a good contest there. That's a one-star game. Ravens-Vikings. That might be a three-star game, which is surprising given the fact that neither team is above 500. But the Ravens, over the last 2 weeks, have looked like contenders again. And the Minnesota Vikings, my hot take was, They could compete in that division after going to Detroit and beating the Lions. They're now just a game and a half back of the top of that division, so there's a lot to play for here. I love what Justin Jefferson brings. I mean, it does not matter who's throwing him the rock. He's going to come down with at least a touchdown and probably 85 to 100 yards. So to me, that's a really intriguing matchup. And then we get to our dud game of the Browns against the Jets. I don't have any reason to turn that game on. Do you, Stubb?
I mean, the Jets don't have a defense anymore, I guess. They traded it away.
Yeah.
That's a full give up.
They're still starting Justin Fields? Ugh. Nasty. Don't even watch that one. Patriots, Bucks. To me, that is absolutely a three-star game and in line to be one of the options here for the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. The Bucks are at home. Ibuka is wide receiver number one. And I'm not sure they're going to be able to really move the ball offensively. And the Patriots have been really good offensively. So, to me, I look at this game and say maybe it's a defensive battle, and maybe that's why it's not the Certified Game of the Week. But I think it's going to be really entertaining. It's just going to be, can the Bucs really score against that Patriots defense that's playing much better without their full complement of wide receivers? Patriots are also 4-0 on the road this season. Vrabel's boys have traveled well. So that's a three-star game. Saints-Panthers, is that a dud game, or because the Panthers are now above 500, I can't consider it a dud?
I mean, you can.
I'm going to have to give it one star. Because they're above 500, because they have a better record than Washington. I still don't know what the future is there in Carolina at the quarterback position. In New Orleans, we know it doesn't seem like it's any of the two quarterbacks that they've been playing this season. I'll give it that one stars. Jaguars, Texans, very intriguing to me. Two stars. I said last week I felt like Houston's season was on the line against the Broncos, and they lost their quarterback in a defeat to the Denver Broncos, but just something tells me that they're going to play for their quarterback, play for their head coach, and be in this game against Jacksonville. But also, Jacksonville just made a decent trade here, so we'll see if that affects the outcome of this one. But the fact that it's a matchup here inside of the division, and I do think the players are going to have to play for D'Amico Ryans here. Not that he should be on the hot seat, but the success of two seasons ago is evaporating, just like we're seeing here in Washington with the injuries that they've had. Arizona against Seattle. To me, that is a one-star game. I do expect Jacoby Brissett to fall back down to earth against that Seattle defense, as I think they're going to be pressuring him all night long like they did Jaden Daniels. They can pressure with four guys. That's why Seattle's defense is really so difficult to play against. And that's what every defense wants, is to be able to send four. And for them, it's Leonard Williams was in the NFC East. DeMarcus Lawrence was in the NFC East. Byron Murphy, Jaron Reed, they have been great on the line. And it's made guys like Reek Woolen and Ty Okada much better in the secondary, because teams just don't have all day to throw the ball. So I think Seattle rolls at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Rams 49ers is the Fox Game of the Week, and it's absolutely in consideration to be AWOD's Certified Game of the Week. That's a three-star matchup right there. Steelers, Chargers, that's a three-star matchup right there. Eagles, Packers, that's a three-star matchup right there. We've got options. We've got options for the Certified Game of the Week, guaranteeing it will be worth your viewing pleasure. So let's look at these three games here. So Rams 49ers, Seahawks Chargers, Eagles Packers. Rams 49ers, it feels like, has the most at stake, given the fact that that's a divisional matchup. Steelers Chargers will absolutely have wild card seedings in effect there, because I think that Kansas City will still end up winning the West. I have Pittsburgh right now winning the North, but if they drop this one, it's going to put Baltimore in a great position. So there's a lot on the line with that one. And then Eagles-Packers, yeah, there are people that are saying that is going to be the winner. That one is in line to be the one seed in the NFC. I'm not sure I agree with them there, because I think Detroit will still have something to say about that, and maybe either the Rams or the 49ers. But yeah, I mean, the winner of that is going to be in the driver's seat, at least in their division, and maybe in the whole NFC as a whole. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Monday Night Football's a monster matchup, Eagles-Packers. But will those of us that have YouTube TV be able to watch it on ABC or ESPN? That is the question. I put it out there on Twitter. Should I cancel YouTube TV and sign up for Hulu Live TV? Michael says no, because you're bowing down to Disney. I say I just want to watch my damn sports so I can talk about it with you guys Monday through Friday. We'll bring on our Hollywood expert, Brandon Katz, when we return on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So you guys know how big of a sports fan I am. If it's on TV, I want to watch it. And I know that's pretty much the same for a lot of our listeners, especially the NFL on Monday Night Football, especially college football's ESPN Game of the Week. And last week, that was Vanderbilt, Texas. Diego Pavia against Arch Manning, two guys that have had, you know, up and down seasons. For Pavia, it's been a lot higher than Arch Manning, but it was Manning that got the best of Pavia. And we didn't get to watch it because YouTube TV and Disney Plus have not come to an agreement. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to break this down and maybe give us some thoughts of a resolution or the future of sports television, it's our buddy, the Director of Insights and Content Strategy at Greenlight Analytics, Mr. Hollywood on AWOD Radio, Brandon Katz. What's going on, great Katzby?
I'm doing well, Adam, and I'm honored to join you leading the AWOD army in this uprising against Disney and YouTube TV. Let's go.
Yeah, because to be honest, Brandon, I don't want to do 3 hours about Jaden Daniels' injury, and I'm sure you don't want to talk about it either. I know you're a diehard Commanders fan. Let me just ask you, I mean, are you shocked at this team falling to 3-6 right now?
So going into the season, I thought we'd probably fall back down to 500 due to holes on the roster, but I thought we'd make offensive progress and really show the potential to leap forward next season. So I think the complete bottoming out that we've witnessed and the overestimation of the roster by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn is shocking, startling, and yet entirely on brand for Washington.
Yeah, and yet I'm defending Dan Quinn and Adam Peters because I like the moves. They just have not worked out, and the injuries, my gosh, they have piled up to an incredible amount here, and the latest being Jaden Daniels. So your opinion on this fight, this battle to the death between YouTube TV and Disney?
For anyone who's wondering, cursing at their screens as they can't access Disney channels across YouTube TV, the whole underlying reason is because they are fighting for price per subscriber. Basically, how much Disney charges YouTube TV on a per subscriber basis. And basically, YouTube TV wants to pay less or pay terms that are more in line with older distribution contracts, while Disney is insisting on higher or kind of future-proof terms that reflect the growing costs and the changes in distribution and what the market's going to look like, you know, a year, 2, 5 years from now. Both have legitimate, valid points. This isn't necessarily a one side is wrong, one side's right. YouTube TV has a ton of leverage recently, and they're not afraid to use it. Disney wants to price it really high so they're making money while still driving people to the Hulu live TV competitor and their own Disney bundle. So it is just a mismatched, absolute puzzle of conflicting motivations and money-earning hopeful motivation. Now, having said all that, Adam, it'll probably end in the near future.
Is the near future Saturday, though? Because I want to watch college football this Saturday. And, you know, we've been talking about it this week on this station here because everybody's concerned about not watching Monday Night Football with it being a big game. And, of course, the college football playoffs are coming up soon here. And so every game is of the utmost importance to watch your team play. If YouTube TV backs down, and I think that's what needs to happen, YouTube TV needs to be humbled because the reason they had all the success is because the ESPN games they were showing and the quad box, the ability to watch four games at once. You can't even do a quad box without the ESPN channels. So to me, YouTube TV needs to back down. If that happens, well, then they immediately raise their prices on us?
That's what one thing that they are trying to fight against. Now, again, it's not a one side's right, one side's wrong, but they don't want to have to pass on higher costs to us, the customers. But no matter what happens, we can probably expect, as YouTube TV subscribers, another price hike in the next 12 to 18 months. It probably won't be immediate once Disney signs back on, whenever that happens, but you can bet in the nearest future that is going to happen. So get your wallets ready. Start preparing.
Yeah, and look, it's hard to defend Disney because they run everything, but, you know, YouTube TV has the Google money, and, you know, to me, at the end of the day, that's why I think YouTube TV needs to bend the knee to Disney and let them sit on the Iron Throne here, because YouTube TV's already screwed us. I can't watch Wizards and Capitals games right now. I can't watch Monumental. All right, that's a slap in the face. But now I can't watch Monday Night Football or the college football game of the week on ESPN. You've lost me, YouTube TV. Why would I continue to subscribe to you?
And we'll probably see a short-term spike in YouTube TV cancellations and a short-term increase in Hulu live TV signups because of this dispute. And we can't also ignore the fact that, you know, my company has a ton of data on how YouTube's core audience, one of the biggest audience cohorts in sports fans across the spectrum, whether it's football, basketball, professional, college. So there's definitely going to be some overlap with those YouTube TV subscribers who are, in a lot of cases, including mine, solely subscribing because of sports access.
Yeah. I mean, that's everything right now. So why shouldn't I switch to Hulu Plus Live TV to watch the games this weekend?
Well, listen, I'm not a YouTube TV Google spokesperson. If they want to put me on payroll, sure, I'll hawk for them. Right now, there's no reason why you shouldn't. We should all have access to our favorite content, like Monday Night Football. So if you are frustrated that you're not accessing your top choice programming on YouTube TV right now, go ahead and flee.
Do you have any idea about the technology behind quad box. Because I love the quad box. Like, Stubby, I am such a quad box fan.
I know you love it.
I mean, if four games at the same time, and you can flip between what is given the volume off by just clicking. But I know Hulu doesn't have the quad box. Is that something they can add? Do others have the quad box, like Fubo? Do you know anything about the technology of the quad box?
I don't know anything about the technology behind the quad box, but I do know for certain that NFL Red Zone's Octobox is a special alchemy of technology and sorcery that I absolutely love.
Do you know what the future is of all of this that's going on right now? Like, Michael Phillips thinks that, all right, well, Fox is going to hear what Disney's doing, and they're going to start their own app, and then NBC... Well, they already have Peacock, but they're going to push everything there. Is that what the future is, where all of these networks will have their own standalone app and they won't share it with a big dog like a YouTube TV?
Really important question. And we've really seen the fragmentation of sports broadcasts over the last 9-10 years. And we've seen pretty much every major competitor launch their own app and keep these sports within walled gardens. But what you're starting to see recently is some of these bigger players, these aggregators, hoover up sports rights. So right now, YouTube TV has about 10 million subscribers in the U.S. They are the fourth largest kind of quote-unquote traditional TV provider behind, you know, Charter and Comcast and things like that. And so they've recently struck a deal where a lot of Peacock sports will be available or is already available on YouTube TV. We will get similar eventual agreements from Disney, from the other major players in that vein, so that there's really kind of 2 to 3 major aggregators, and we don't necessarily always have to be subscribed to 8 different services to watch everything.
Hey, it's Stubb here. 5-10 years down the line, do you think there's a better solution, or is there going to be mergers? Is there going to be a different kind of streaming service that has all of this? What is your expectation / what is your want? What would be the best case scenario?
Yeah, we're already seeing a lot of consolidation. Now, after decades of trying, cable companies are now kind of allowed to offer skinnier bundles that focus on sports, but they are darn expensive. We are seeing more of these kind of streaming bundles. And yes, what's funny is that we all complained about the pay TV era, which is the traditional linear TV that us millennials grew up with. And we said, oh, we are paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to watch, 10, 15 channels max. But it was all available in one convenient location. Then the streaming era happened. We were like, yay, we have complete control of what we watch, when we watch, and how we watch. But we realized, oh no, we have to be subscribed to 8, 9, 10 different services just to watch the things we want. We are slowly seeing a rebundling where the companies are trying to focus on customer convenience and putting things all in a consolidated location so we can kind of flip through 1, 2, 3 services as opposed to 8, 9, 10. And so we're going to see that trend continue until there's just a few dominant players rather than this massive handful that we have right now.
Brandon Katz, Mr. Hollywood on AWOD Radio, discussing Disney versus YouTube TV, and it is affecting sports fans around the country right now. And if you're listening and you're pissed off, rightfully so, and you're out on YouTube TV, what other options do you have, Brandon?
You have Hulu Live TV, which just completed its merger with Fubo TV thanks to the government shutdown. So that kind of gives that service a jolt of extra sports programming. You've got other services like a Peacock, like a Paramount Plus that don't have all sports, but clearly have a big chunk. And you've got ESPN Unlimited within its own siloed universe that does have a ton of sports. Now, ESPN has wanted to kind of be a one-stop shop and gather rights from other rival competitors. Whether or not that'll ever happen on a long enough timeline, that remains to be seen. I doubt it. But something like an aggregator, like an Amazon, like an Apple, like a YouTube TV, that is probably where a lot of these sports will congregate eventually. And in the meantime, just keep going to those vMVPDs. So your YouTube TVs, your Hulu Live TVs, even maybe your DAZNs if you're an international sports fan.
Yeah, no, we got to find options because this is very frustrating for sure, especially with this being the sports equinox this month. Like, everything's going on. NHL, NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball. I just want a place to watch it all. I want a place to watch it all, Brandon.
And as my baby boomer father would say, this is unconscionable. It is a true source of customer dissatisfaction. And even though all of the leagues are making more money than they've ever made in their entire histories because of how many different bidders there are for these sports rights and how they've been strewn across the entire TV landscape, you are going to see on a long enough timeline the reach versus revenue debate really start to crimp fan development. Because if it's this hard, this frustrating, this exhaustingly expensive for us to watch the sports we want, guess what? People are going to stop watching. So look for that in the next 5 to 10 years.
Brandon, thanks so much for the time, man. Tell everybody where they can check out some of the work you're doing.
You can follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, @great_Catsby, and check out Greenlight Analytics for all your entertainment movie needs.
Is there a big movie coming out that you'd like to tell people about?
You know, nothing that nobody knows about. You know, Avatar is huge. Wicked is huge. Like, these are movies people already are going to. I'm going to them, too. Marty Supreme, the next Timothy Chalamet movie. Technically a sports movie, Adam, because it's about ping pong.
All right. I love that. Brandon, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take care, guys.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.